I don't know, man. Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house?
What are we talking about? What?
This is the Prepare for Landon podcast with your host, Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
Boy, oh boy, where to start? It's been a crazy year, man. What's up, dude? Got one of my cats on my desk. Yeah, it's been weird. It's been a while. Took some time to enjoy the holidays, enjoy family, enjoy friends, get COVID. Oh yeah, it was awesome. Honestly, though, yeah. My girlfriend got COVID worse than I did, and then there I was just shadow boxing in the corner. I had a lot of energy, but had the vid, got through it, and now I feel like my chest is always caving in. So that's super cool. But yeah, I've been busy working, making music. I'm in a new band now. I'm still in my Flight Risk band, but I also have a new band, and it's cool to be in heavy music again because I haven't done that in a while. If you know me from my old band Redeem Revive, it's been a minute since I've been involved in that type of style, but very excited about it. I just miss shows, dude. I miss playing live. I miss seeing my friends' bands. I miss seeing bands I've been waiting to see for a long time. And then plenty of artists that have come out since, you know, everything's been locked down that I wouldn't mind seeing, like Spirit Box. What a band. Speaking of bands, my band's texting me right now. What's up, boys? Yeah, and if you haven't heard Flight Risk, go check them out. That's my band. Hopefully you like them. But yeah, I just want to get back on the stage again. I just want to be out and about watching music. I don't care who it is, almost. I'll watch the guy on the street playing with his bum and singing a tune. So I don't know, man. I was talking to my buddy the other day, and we were reminiscing about Cornerstone, California, which I think was in 2007, maybe? But we went for Underoath. They were headlining the second day. It was my all-time favorite band. It was the first time ever seeing them. Hell of a show. It was the best thing ever. Fucking great. But one of our friends, I look over at some point. We're waiting for Underoath to come on. You know, they've set up on stage and everything. And I look over at our friend and I think, oh, maybe he's praying. This was a church thing, by the way. This was a youth event. Like, everyone from our youth group at the church, we all took a trip, you know, bought the tickets, went out there. My parents went. And I think, like, our youth pastor went as well. I'm not sure. Anyway, it was a church thing. And I look over and I think, maybe he's praying. Maybe he's thanking the Lord that he's about to see one hell of a ripping band. But no, our buddy is asleep on the person in front of him that he does not know. Now, hey man, there's a show about to happen. What are you doing? Sleeping? Well, that's not what you should be doing. You should be watching the band. I think at some point he's going to wake up. We don't want to touch him because that's what you get. You sleep, you get to sleep. If nothing else wakes you up, your problem. But we're not going to wake you up. This is what you did. Anyway, I think at some point that he's going to wake up. Something's going to, you know, finally kick him out of his dreamy state. But no. And then Underoath comes on. And he still doesn't wake up. And they're going. They have their intro, their build up. And I don't know if you are, like, how much of a fan you are of Underoath, but they started with Returning Empty-Handed off the Define the Great Line record. Now, that shit kicks my balls, okay? They started with that. They had this Salmoneer intro instrumental off that record as well, right before that song. They start with that build up, and then they go right into the song, just starts with that snare roll, and then they hit it, and they're going, and it's the best fucking show ever. It's my very, very favorite band. What got me into starting to play music as, like, a career, okay, this is the first time I've ever seen him. I'm ecstatic. I probably shit my pants. I wouldn't have known. And you know who else wouldn't have known? This guy, my buddy, sleeping on the stranger's shoulder. He still doesn't wake up. Now, I would like to have an incredible story and tell you that he slept through the whole thing. But I will say I have no idea when he finally woke up. No idea. Like, I'm pretty sure it was not during the first song. So he made it through a whole song. Snoozing. Okay? He managed to do it. Props to you. But I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that. I just want to let you know. This guy exists in the world. And if I ever catch anyone at a show sleeping, once we get back into it, once they let us out, and we can rage, if I ever catch you sleeping, you're going to catch these hands, bro. Don't be like my buddy. Everybody better be awake. Everybody better be getting wild. And we all better lose our fucking minds. Okay? Deal? Great. That sounds great to me. Don't be my buddy and sleep. All right? Don't do that. My band's still texting me. What's up? I've never been snowboarding, man. That's something I've always wanted to do. I feel like I would be terrible at it. Like, I can skate. Like, not skate, but, like, I can balance and ride a skateboard. I can also skate, rollerblade, and ice. But I feel like skiing and snowboarding are completely different. And I would just leave with a belly full of snow. Because all I did was munch that shit up all damn day. But I don't know. I need to go. One day. I will. But yeah, man. I've just been busy making music still. I want to get back into this whole podcast thing because I enjoyed it. And I have just random shit always going on in my head, so I can, I don't know, probably put it down on a microphone and let y'all hear the random thoughts of myself. And I still got people that I want to have on, so I want to try and get back into it, but I'm doing a lot of things these days. But it's been good, man, and I hope everyone else is good, especially my fellow musicians. I know we're all probably feeling the hard, you know? Lack of serotonin that a show gives you, whether you be in the crowd or on the stage. It sucks, dude, but hopefully we can all get back out there. And, you know, I know a lot of people were affected by all this shit, and it sucks, and we'll see what happens. But I think we're on the start to something better. So, I mean, at least better than, you know, the past year. But I don't know. I think there's good things ahead. So everybody stay positive. Create something. Do something. Be productive in some way, whether it be with content if you're a creator, or whether it be with your health and exercise, or whether it be with, you know, just doing whatever that makes you happy. So, yeah. I miss shows. I can't fucking wait. Especially to see Under Oath again. That'd be cool, because talking about that got me all jazzed up on them again. I gotta listen to that record. I recommend listening to Define the Great Line from Under Oath. Listen to their other shit and their new stuff as well, but that record, man, again, knocks my balls. Sorry. Anyway, this is Joshua Landon with Prepare for Landon. Hopefully you enjoyed my little chat, and stick around for more to come.